We've qualified for the World Cup. Go and compete.
Hello and welcome to episode 20 of This Is Football with Paul and Trev. How are you, Trev?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. This week's episode is sponsored by McAfee for all your Apple products and repairs. Please get in contact with them on what website, Trev?
It's www.mactivate.ie. That's www.mactivate.ie. And don't forget, we have a 10% discount code for any Apple repairs for the next couple of weeks. I'd say probably next week or two. So yep. Don't be shy. Get up there and get your products fixed.
And what is the code, Trev?
This is football.
This is football. Yeah.
That's
use
it.
The This Is Football code and you'll get 10% off. Anyway, let's get into all the results last week, Trev.
Yeah, okay. So,
Here we go.
3-1. Right, on to the next thing.
Yeah. We only had one result with the weather forecast last week. Everything was off. Bar one result. So, let's get into that, Trev.
Yeah, we got a match report in. So, thankfully, we had an SFAI Under-14s Girls Cup match on. And the report comes in from Dean Gull. Thanks, Dean. So, I'll read it out here. Hi, Paul. We're still in the under-14s SFAI Regional Cup, as there is no under-13s tournament, unfortunately. We went this week to under-14s Rock Celtic from Dundalk, an away game up to Dundalk last Saturday, which was brilliant. So this team actually just won their league. The coaches just told them in the morning, so it wasn't going to be easy. We set our stall out, and the girls were going well, and we were well on top. All the goals came in the first half, and believe it or not, we scored in the first with Ella Ferru. Then Rock Celtic equalised to make it 1-1. So sometimes when this happens, heads drop, but girls kept on moving the ball around very well, created a few more chances, but then eventually took the lead through Nicole Galt, Dean's own daughter. We kept the pressure on and made it 3-1, Nicole again getting her second. Half time was 3-1 up. Second half was a tough battle, but we knew it would keep things tight at the back. We did exactly that. So full credit to the defence in achieving this. We came under a little bit of pressure, but nothing the girls couldn't handle, and they all collectively seen out the game well. The girls played really well all over the pitch, and in the end were worthy 3-1 winners. On to the next round we go. So, well done, girls. That was it sounds like a great game. And in fairness, you know, when you go into an away game, you expect to come under the cosh, and it's how you handle it. So, clearly, they done that very well. So, they go on to the next round. So, that was the only fixture we had last week. We have, hopefully, I don't know, with Mr. Kieran on the way with the weather forecast, we hope that these games go ahead, but we'll give them a shout out anyway. Do you want to go with the Saturdays?
Well done, the girls, last week. Well done. So this week's fixtures coming up is the 4th of the 11th. So next Saturday's fixtures, we have under 11C, Dunboyne versus Liffey Bank at home at 10 o'clock. We have under 12C, Dunboyne at home versus Willows, 11 o'clock. Under 14A are at home versus St. Edith's at 1:30. Under 14A, sorry. The under 8C are at home to Kilmore at 10 o'clock. The under 9s A are at home to Skerries at 10 o'clock. Under 11F are idle. Under 12A, Dunboyne Red versus Dunboyne Green at 12:15.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, so Dunboyne playing Dunboyne.
Yeah.
That is
now, just go on that again. So we have,
I think we need a VO down for that one.
Yeah.
We have the newspapers down, striker online. No pressure on the coaches now.
And the boxing gloves. So it looks like, so one team has moved down into to the A. So, yeah, look, at the end of the day, they have four teams, and that should be very interesting. So it's on at 12:15 on Saturday morning. I'd advise to get up and have a little look at that.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out on that one. So anyway, we've the 13 A's are away to Ashbourne at 11:30. The under 11 B are away to Maynooth at 11 o'clock. The under eight B are away to Rathaut, time to be confirmed. Under 15 A are away to Rush at 11:30. The under 12 F are away to Balbriggan at 12 o'clock, And that's all the Saturday fixtures I have for the moment, Trev.
Yeah, okay, so I'll have a look at the Sunday the 5th. Now, this is on printed off on the smallest font I've ever seen, so I'll do my best.
Thanks.
Yeah. So under 9C are at home to Ashbourne at 10 o'clock. Under 18A are at home against Ballarat at 1 o'clock. The MGL, under 17/18s are at home against Cluny, local derby, 12:45. I think I know the ref. Under 13 Premier, it's Dunboyne, that's ourselves. We're at home against East Meath at 10 o'clock. Under 13 Premier Girls are at home against Lucan United at 11:15. Under 16B Girls, a home as well, loads of home games against Lusk United at 2:15. Under 15A, Dunboyne are at home, another home, against Maynooth at 12:45. Under 15 Premier are at home to Skerries at 11:30. Under 10 MGL Girls are at home against Rush Athletic. There's no time against that at the minute. Under 11C, Dunboyne are at home against Swords Manor. No time against that either. Under
some amount of pitches for all these.
I know, yeah, that's a bit mad. Under 11D are at home against Willows. No time against that. And under 10D, Dunboyne are idle. Under 15B, MGL Girls are idle. Under 16 Premier NDSL are idle. Under 18 NDSL are idle. Under 11A are away. This against Donnacarney. No time against that. Under 10C are away to Hoth Celtic. No time against that at the minute. Under 17B are away to Malahide at 1:30. Under 14 Premier are away to Marino at 1:30. Under 11C Girls are away to Maynooth. No time against that at the minute. Under 11B are away to St. Eta's. No time against that.
Under 10B.
Does that know what I said?
I thought you said under 11, but anyway.
That's what I said, did I?
Oh, well, we can go back and check. So please check the times with the club. And first of all, that the fixtures are on and the times are correct.
I just have one other fixture to give out. The seniors are away on Sunday against Montpellier at 11 o'clock. And we do have a fixture for the over 35s. But have you got a second to talk about this?
Go for it. What's happening?
Right. What's happening? So
I was writing something down. This is the over 35s.
Yeah, so they have one game left. They need to win it. They need to get the 3 points to draw level at top of the league and then go for the playoff against McKelvey. So this game was meant to happen last Saturday. They couldn't field the team. Marina couldn't field the team. So what really should have happened was 3 points given to Dunboyne and we move on to the playoff. But for some reason, the league are not having it. They're saying that they can't have it go to a playoff with giving a walkover, even though rules state that's what should happen. But this isn't the case for some reason, and the league are insisting on it being played. So they couldn't play at the last game. So they've moved to Thursday and Thursday night, and now that's gone because they can't field the team on Thursday. Again, they should be getting the 3 points.
So they're not getting the walkover?
No, that's the second time they've not been able to, and they have said that they don't want to play because they're down near the bottom. They're finished. They're in their eyes.
Make them play.
Well, that's what the league seem to be doing. So it's off on Thursday night, and then it was scheduled for Saturday morning in Dunboyne, and they said they can't play on Saturday. They can play on Friday. And Dunboyne have 6, 7, 8 players not available. So Dunboyne have gone back and said, we can't play until Friday. So 3 times now they haven't been able to field the team. But yet they're not getting the walk over, the 3-0 win, which is what they should be getting. Sounds a bit mad.
So where are we at it now?
So currently, as we see here today, it's they've gone back to the league and said, we can't play on Friday. And that's the latest update. So there's no fixture set, even though 3 times they said they don't have a team. They don't want to play.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. If the team don't want to play, they don't want to play. We all know the rules. You get to walk over. We all move on. It just so happens it's the last game of the season.
Yeah, and that's not Dunboyne's fault.
It's not Dunboyne's fault. I can see why McKelvey be upset going, they're getting the walk over, but you can't make them play.
I actually meant to add to that, the game that was scheduled for Friday, guess where that was going to be played?
Probably in McKelvey's ground.
In McKelvey's ground.
I don't believe
it. I swear to God. So,
that's him. I would just stop.
I smell something there now, you know.
Just stop.
Yeah. So, anyway, I don't know what the situation is. We record this, that's where it is. There's no game set. They don't want to play. They won't give us the points. And it's just pushing out this. Look, at the end of the day, if this game does go ahead and there is players missing, they drop points, they lose the league because they're changing the rules of what's it. I went onto the website and it states in black and white. McKelvey got a walkover about 3 weeks ago against St. Brendan's Dingle, who are fifth or fourth in the league, who would have been a good team. They couldn't field the team and McKelvey got the points.
So what's the difference?
Well, you tell me. But anyway, that's...
Someone has a poll in that.
Sounds like it. Well, look, we'll leave it at that. As soon as we know any more, we'll put it out in the next podcast. That's all we can do. So that's where it's at. With regards to last week, let's talk about the Premiership. I'm not going to read them out because...
before we start, it's probably still 5-2, is it?
Even though, no. What happens here, it's 6-2. It's 6-2 at the minute.
And tell the listeners, why is it 6-2? Because somebody change their mind.
Yeah. No, I didn't make you change your mind.
Yes, you did. You were whinging.
No, you said to me, you can't do...
You were following all my results.
Yeah, so you said to me...
And then you made me change one.
You said to me, you can't do that.
Go on, change one. And then when they went to change it, oh, well, that one's obviously going to change.
No. You said to me, you're just copying me and you can't do that. And I said, well, that's what I feel the results will be. And then I said, well, do you want to change the Sheffield United Arsenal game, give it to the Sheffield United win? And you said no. And then you gave it to Bournemouth at home. Who were they playing, Wolves?
Burnley or something.
Burnley. And Burnley went 1-0 up. And then I didn't see the result. I actually didn't even look at it. And you text me on later on that night, guess who Bournemouth beat today or something. I was like, oh, for God's sake. So literally one by one. But look, you may as well win 1 is 10. So yeah, it's 7-2 now. I'll just write that down. 7-2 to Paul.
So it's 7-2. So we're going from 5-2 to 7-2.
No, 6-2 last week it was. See, I'm giving you... Did you listen last week? Yeah. Right, I've written down this week's one. So let's have a go at this. And I'll call out my results first, or my prediction, see if does that make any difference. So, Fulham, Man United, I'm going all day long, Fulham.
Man United.
Okay, well, there we go. Yeah. Brentford, West Ham, I'm going to say a draw.
West Ham.
Okay, there's about 3 points for me. Burnley Palace. Oh, I'm going to say a draw.
I'm going to say Palace.
Right, sir. There's no way this will be sorted already anyway from compared to last week. Everton and Brighton. Oh, I'm going to say draw.
I'm going to say Brighton.
Okay. We actually haven't agreed at any of them nearly now. That's good.
When you go first.
Yeah. So you're... Okay. So City and Bournemouth. Obviously, I'm going to go City.
City.
All right. Sheffield United and Wolves. Oh, I'm going to go Wolves.
I'd say Sheffield United.
Okay, I said away, you said
I'm
home.
Smash you this week.
Yeah. Newcastle and Arsenal.
Oh,
that's...
Go on, you go.
I'm going to say draw.
I'm going to say Arsenal.
Okay. Spurs and...
Should I change that one?
Yeah, go for it, yeah. You might as well lose more as less. Go on.
No, go on.
Don't change it. No. It's been proven. Spurs and Chelsea. I'm going to say Spurs.
Spurs.
Home. Forest and Villa. I'm going to say Villa. Away.
Villa.
Okay. And Luton and Liverpool. I'm going to say Liverpool.
Armin Liverpool.
Okay. So there's a couple of differences there. So we'll see how that
I'll
goes.
I'll change that last one. I'm going to go draw.
What?
Yeah. I fancy Luton.
Just to annoy me. Yeah. Okay.
Just a really rubber in.
Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. That's it. Anything
there's
else?
Something I want to shout out. There's a fella in Rathdowl that listens to the podcast, in fairness to him, right? Gary McLaughlin. And in fairness, he constantly texts me, when's the next podcast out?
Okay.
And I was actually reffing his girls' team last Sunday.
Right.
In Maynooth. So he was telling, really tough game we have coming up. We're playing Maynooth, they beat us last year. Really tough chance. Right. So the manager of that team, Bren Kelly, broke me flag. Broke me linesman flag.
On purpose.
I think it was on, he owes me a new flag. Yeah. They won 6-0. I'd hate to see if they lost 6-0.
Who won 6-0?
Rathout. And he still broke me flag.
Okay.
So it's a shout out to Brian Kelly. He actually owes me a flag.
Or just Revolut 50 quid.
75. Oh, 75. It's loaded.
Okay.
So 75 quid Brian Kelly owes me. For breaking me linesman flag, the dirty pig.
Well, that's what happens when you have people from Rathout on a, you know, on a Dunboyne podcast. You know, they're always causing trouble.
Yeah, true enough.
Funny enough.
Yeah, they smashed that team anyway, but...
And your flag.
And me flag. Dirty pig, I want to shout that one out. We've got a request in from Graham Kelly, who... Graham Kelly, Graham Bourne from America. Mm. Another listener to the podcast. Constantly answering me about when's the next one out and giving me feedback on it. And he's giving us a list of questions.
Oh,
so
what's your favourite field? And
yeah.
Okay.
Evolution of football. Where do you see football in 10 years' time?
In the gutter.
Yeah. Why?
Because
well, I'll read out
of,
the next text.
No, I'll tell you why. Because of the whole. I don't know. Unless they change something with regards to the refereeing situation, and what I mean is the PGMOL has to go. And it has to be an independent body. I know they're saying they are, but they're connected to the Premier League. It needs to be a separate entity, and I don't know. They need to be looking that far. But unless they do something like that, I think the quality of football has. We were only talking about this the other day. The speed. If you look at a game right that was on this weekend or last weekend, and then you look at a game 5 years ago. Never mind. Like even 5-10 years ago, the difference in speed. Never mind the goalies playing from the back and all that. That's obviously coming on. But you look at this pace of every game, and I'm not just talking about Premiership. I'm talking about Championship. You know, Scottish football. It's upped so much. So there's a lot of good going on. But yeah, I fear for like at the end of the day, you look at the decisions last week with Company and all, and not getting a penalty for Burnley. Every week, and obviously we had it with Liverpool a few weeks. So every week there's going to be a decision or decisions, and it's just going to. If it's not changed or looked at, it's going to ruin football, I think.
Well, here's his next one. Is football getting bored with all this keep ball at the opposition box and causing nothing on it to get played back to the halfway line and back to the keepers? That's what I think he means. That it's getting bored and that we're playing from the keeper up to the halfway line and then back again. And are we overplaying the game?
Well, you can look at... If it's done right, it's okay. You look at Pep, he has a minimum of 70% of possession in any game he has, but a lot of that is forward, and they have the killer instinct with Haaland. But if you look down at any team, it's the right way to play. What if you don't have the players to play it? No, it's not. I've just contradicted by saying that the pace of the game is upped, but you do see it often a lot. You know, some of the times you see a fella on the halfway line and the first instinct is right, well, I'm going to go safe, I'm going to go home. And it's,
you see a lot of it against the big clubs versus the not so big clubs, where they'll put 10 behind the ball.
Mm.
So they have to keep recycling back and back out to the other side and then recycling back to try, because it's very hard to break the lines when you have 10 sitting deep.
Well, Forrest done that against Liverpool last weekend. They played a back five, and realistically it was a back eight because the midfield just sat in. And the first question after the match, the manager was asked about the game, and he goes, well, look, we're not one of the big teams that can come here and play expansive football, so we have to try and stay in the game as much as we can. And you can see both sides of it. What's he going to do? Is he going to come out and attack Liverpool and lose 5-6? Or is he going to try and stay in the game? So there's a balance, but isn't that why we watch it though as well? You know what I mean? Because it's not always a case that the team who are playing the right football wins, you know? But I see his point, you know?
Here's a good one that I actually agree with him, and I've never mentioned it before. And he says, it's a personal bugbear of his. Why do keepers in the dying minutes of the game go up for corners, but yet leave outfield players outside their own box or in their own half? Did you ever notice that?
Yeah.
It is a bit mental. Is it because the keepers are 6'6" and there's a good better chance of getting a header in?
Yeah, but how often do you see a header getting from a keeper? How many goals do you see from a goalkeeper? The only one that I can think of is, well, Schmeichel done it.
There's been a few over the years.
But sure, Alisson got the winner a couple of years ago, which meant we got into the Champions League. That was in the COVID times. That was an amazing header. But as you say, that was the one time that I remember happen. How often does it do the keepers go up?
The risk to reward is, the risk is much higher.
Do you remember Man City had David James? Do you remember this?
Oh,
he put him up front.
Do you remember Stuart Pearce? You asked him what.
Yeah.
Remember his answer?
No.
He said, what was the idea of thinking of putting James up front? Mm. David James, wasn't it? Putting David James up front. And he says, well, we knew he'd cause havoc.
Yeah.
But we were trying to get him to cause havoc for them, not for us.
Yeah, yeah. The first tackle he done, he nearly sliced the fella in half.
You remember it?
Yeah.
So, I do agree with Graham on that one. What are the likes of Belgium doing right that have all these great players that when we're pulling our players from League Two in about 6 years for internationals? Granted, we have a lot of other sports. So basically, what are Belgium doing better than the Irish?
Well, if you look at the Irish, right? I don't know what
their second sport's Belgium.
Well, I was just going to say, were they in the Rugby World Cup? No, they weren't, because they have no... Do you know what I mean? They have not.
They're eating chocolate, were they?
Yeah. We are a small nation in regards to everything else. We are world number ones with regards to rugby, you know.
We've the rugby, we've soccer, we've GA, we've hurling.
Hmm. Yeah, well, look, you know, Belgium, like, I don't know.
I don't know what they're
hockey is big over there, I do know that, but realistically, that's about it.
As an international team, they never really do that, and to be fair.
No.
They seem to be number one, number two in the world. I don't understand why.
No. Well, look, they had it. It's
some quality players,
it's a golden generation that comes along. Who's to say that, like, you know, it won't happen with Ireland? You look at all the people that we had on from the FAI and the grassroots, and, you know, that's the aim. But obviously, they need the backing funding-wise, and there's no reason why. Well, the likes of Belgium are proving that it can work if you have the backing of the sport and you put the effort in. I'm not saying the FAI are not. They're looking for funding from the government and all that kind of stuff. We have very good people in the FAI that will make a difference. Will they get us to our number one in the world? Probably not. But can we be at least challenging to get into these competitions? We absolutely should be. But whatever Belgium have, you should bottle it and sell it, because it's working for them. But as you say, they always seem to be one or two in the world, but they've never won anything. I don't understand it. They just obviously
never got past the semi-final. Have they got even into a semi-final?
Yeah, I don't know. And then you look at England, who always get into the finals lately and can't win one. So it's a mentality thing. But look, if we fell somewhere in the middle of it all, it'd be great. But I don't know. I see his point. It's a bit mad, but can't answer it, unfortunately.
Well, fair play for them questions, Graham. They're coming in from America.
Yeah, fair play.
Have we anything else to add, Trev, before we wrap up?
No, I think that's everything my side. Anyway.
No, everything's... We were trying to get a guest on who's let us down the last minute. You have personal things coming on, so...
We'll get another week.
We're trying to get a referee on, another different referee. An experienced referee, and with the challenges of being a referee. So we'll look at that down the road.
Can I also just mention, we've just today looked at stuff with regards to the podcast as well that will hopefully improve it. And we put a bit of time, it may not sound like it, but we put a bit of time and effort into putting it together. But we are finding that I think we're missing out on potentially people that we can kind of reach anywhere and everywhere. And what I mean by that is we sit face to face every week and do this, and we love doing it. But I think to get a reach further, we can kind of do it online as such and record it online. So we've been looking at different software that allows us to do that, put a few people on the screen, record it and send it out like you hear it now, but also we can record it and put it onto potentially YouTube and things like that. Now, whether anyone wants to look at our faces, I'm not so sure, but if we get guests in, it might be good, and the reach will be better. And what I'm not thinking about, like, we're looking at obviously big guests that people will know, but I'm talking about first and foremost people in Dunboyne, that coaches, parents maybe, or whatever, but certainly coaches that we've kind of said at the beginning, we would like to have more coaches on, and we've kind of said it to a few people, and, you know, they said, yeah, absolutely, but it's getting the right time. So I think this will make us a bit more flexible to be able to do it in the evening times, maybe do it at, like, you know,
do it from your own home.
Do it from your own home. All you'll need is your laptop and a microphone of some sort. Nearly everyone has microphones now with COVID gone and people going on Teams calls. So we're trialling that at the minute. We're trying to get it up. It looks good, in fairness. What we can do on the screen looks deadly. We can put the fixtures out and it can be scrolling across the bottom and the results and all that kind of stuff. So we're looking into it. It's early days, but maybe in a week or two we'll launch that. But we will be reaching out to... I suppose we look at coaches in our group. You know, let's look at the under-12s.
We get both under-12s on after Sunday.
And just, yeah.
See two sides of the story and see who's the black guy and see who's the happy face.
And that's what it's all about. Let's maybe look at that. So we'll see over the next few weeks. I just wanted to put it out because we are kind of, we understand that people kind of, some people are listening to it, but I'd like to get more onto it, more people and more interaction and more questions. In fairness to Graham there, thanks.
Yeah, if anybody else has any questions, please do send them in. This is the email, Trev.
This is footballafc@gmail.com.
So please do send us in the emails of any questions, and any, as we said before, any good football questions,
yeah,
or anything you want us to debate, please send them in to the email address.
I seen one. Somebody asked about a free kick, right? If you have a free kick, indirect free kick, and you know how often this would happen, I don't know, but if you have an indirect free kick and you go to pass it back, say to the goalkeeper,
or direct,
yeah, and it goes in the goal,
yeah.
What happens?
Is it a corner?
Is it a goal? Is it a corner? Or is it?
Yeah, that was the big one on the chase, wasn't it?
That's where I was seeing it, yeah.
It was on the chase, it's all over.
Corner is given.
Yeah, who's scoring OGs from their own phrases?
I know, but
it's the same.
It makes
you
think.
Score an OG, if you take a corner and you score an OG, how are you going to score an OG from a corner?
Oh, well, what do you mean? As in, you're taking it. Oh, right, okay.
You have to play it back. You can see the corner.
Mm.
If you score in your own goal, you can see the corner.
Yeah.
It's not a goal.
Yeah. Like, as you say, how often that would happen, but yeah. Still. Yeah. Anyway, look, that's kind of it for this week. We will, as I say, we'll keep you up to date with the Hour 35s.
Yes. And all the drama.
Scandal that's going on. And, well, not that scandal. Look, in fairness to the lads, they're very... They've been very obliging,
professional.
We're not. No, we can. I can see the other side of it. I'm sure they're thinking the same. But it just sounds bonkers to me that a team who don't want to play and have told the league 3 times at this stage now that they don't want to play and they give them the points and they won't allow it. But let's just see where it lands. Ultimately,
they could find themselves in court.
Okay. Well, that would be interesting. We could stream that.
Yeah.
No, that's it for now.
Right. Ciao for now. Thanks for listening.
Harry Maguire.